What's up, everybody? This is Dakota, and you're listening to the FastPass podcast brought to you by Community Solar Authority. We believe that large consumers of electricity should be able to keep sustainability simple. We host these podcasts to educate, share stories, and provide insights into the world of commercial solar. And on this episode, we want to talk about our FastPass podcast specifically for our clients, people who are using a lot of electricity. So you can imagine this is going to be for municipalities, real estate investors, universities, and beyond. And don't know a better way to start this podcast other than introducing my co-hosts, Nathaniel Bruno, Andrew Shaver. Again, my name's Dakota, and together we make up Community Solar Authority. Nat, what are we getting into today? Can you talk a little bit about what we're about to share?
Today we are getting into our FastPass process. It is a done-for-you solution. It is super simple, very straightforward, and ideally, it's going to save you a whole bunch of money. But I want to get into who is this for, why are we offering this service, and specifically, what does it do for our clients?
Yes. And we have a sheet to share our screens and really be able to relay that information with visuals, right?
Yes.
Oh, and there it is. Awesome. Well, let's get right into it. And so again, you know, we built this process as a result of over 5 years of doing the same thing over and over and over again. We realized that we could essentially serve as an extension to our clients. So, you know, again, whether you're a municipality, manufacturing site, university, sometimes our clients have sustainability departments and other times they don't. And so regardless, whether they have someone in place or a team in place, or we need to act as their sustainability department, we essentially serve as an extension to them to get them access to turnkey, lower electricity costs, and it's not going to cost them a single dollar. And so really the details of this is in less than 30 days, right? So this is not a capital project. In fact, I think we've talked about this on our podcast before, where we consider this a lowercase project. You know, capital projects are long-term timelines. They're expensive. They require a lot of time and energy. And so we coined the term lowercase project. I don't even think that's a real word, but it really encapsulates what we're trying to do for our clients. So in less than 30 days, we essentially work with people, get them access to guaranteed lower electricity costs for a year to come. And all they need to do is turn in their electricity bills, sign up, and review the agreements when it's time. So, Andy, you want to jump into our actual FastPass process and what it actually looks like for people to get started?
For sure. Yeah, we try to keep it incredibly simplistic, just to make it as easy as possible on that end user. So anytime we are introduced to a new client or, you know, introduce ourselves to a new client and kind of figure out exactly what their goals are, we always start with an introductory call, kind of figure out what all those things entail, what their goals are, what their timelines look like, you know, their wish lists. And a lot of the times we can bring back solutions that they're not even aware of that could really make a huge dent on those goals right from the jump. After we conclude that call, we simply kick over an LOI. Non-binding LOI, basically an energetic, hey, we like your guys' vibe. We like what your solutions are. We think you can help us as an organization, and we intend to work with you. Again, that's non-binding. So in the long run, if you choose to go elsewhere, we're not holding you to anything. We just like people to be in the right energetic space to where we feel like we can sink our teeth into the project and start to invest our time to provide solutions. After we have that LOI signed, what the client would then do is just submit all their utility bills to us, any electric accounts that they manage and take care of, so we can get a good idea of what the energy consumption is on the property and run it through our energy auditing process. Then what we do is we figure out what that next step would be, and we start an internal RFP with all of our partners and channels for some of the largest solar developers and organizations in the country. And we basically try to take bids from all of our partners, see who would do the best job, what the best design is, what the best price point is, and most importantly, the biggest impact for the organization, encapsulating all of those things that I have just explained. After that, we pick the best ones. And we bring it back to our client so they can see what the agreements look like, see what the scope of work looks like, see what the end result would look like on the property. And it's really just picking whatever you see the best fit for your organization from that standpoint, and then we take it from there and start the development process.
Beautiful. Yeah, and so as you guys can see, this is literally four steps, and you're involved in three of them. Those three steps require, on average, less than 2 hours of your time and energy. And so again, when you think of in terms of your dream outcome, which is, like Andrew said, a massive impact that's positive for your commercial property, right? You're taking steps towards sustainability. You're hedging against electricity. You're lowering your electricity costs. You spend 2 hours of your time. We do the rest of the work, and we do it in under 30 days. And by the way, this is our fast pass process for the entire scope of our sustainability suite. So this page is specifically talking about community solar, which is you participating in a local solar project. And in exchange, you get lower electricity costs for no cost. However, this same four-step process is good whether we're talking about battery storage, land leases, on-site solar, and beyond. So regardless, we run the same process for the full gamut of commercial solar, and we make it as easy as possible. So scrolling down, we always just like to get straight into the details. And so typically people want to know, all right, well, what do I get? Who's this for? Who else is in it? And so really diving into it, again, what you get is access to guaranteed lower future electricity costs in 30 days or less. And again, this is for community solar. And so what we're actually doing is turning back to you using our process above, we're turning back in a proposal with your first year savings estimate. So again, we're going to go do all of the sourcing, all of the legwork required to find the best possible project. And then we're going to give you a proposal that says, hey, this is how much you're expected to save year one if markets stay the same. We don't like to project savings beyond that because we really don't know what energy markets are going to look like, right? The price of electricity is always changing. And so we can give a snapshot of year one. And of course, we can just multiply that by the savings in year one across the entire length of the agreement. That's a good snapshot, but not necessarily an accurate piece of information because, again, we don't know what's going to happen to the energy markets. Unless you're locked in for your electricity prices for 10 years at a time, which typically is not the case, there's really no good way to do that, which is why we now give people a year one savings proposal. And again, you're going to get a proposal. You're also going to get done for you execution. So again, the alternative is if you wanted to do community solar for yourself, you can log into the marketplace or you can go try to speak to 5 to 10 developers. And now you're going from 2 hours or less of work using our process to probably 10 to 20 minimum. And that's no guarantee that you're going to actually be able to execute because again, you are a municipality, a manufacturer. You're something other than a sustainability company. And so one of the big value props here is that you don't have to pay us a dollar to do our work because we work as extensions to these solar developers. We know what the process looks like. We know what it takes to get you approved. So you might as well just let us do everything for you. And so that was kind of the philosophy behind it. And so again, in less than 30 days, you're getting everything done for you so that you can access lower electricity costs. You're getting proposals so you can see exactly how much you're going to save your first year. You're getting a press release. I mean, if you choose to work with us, we have local networks and national networks. You know, we've been seen on ABC, NBC, major news organizations are picking up our work, which you can scroll to at the bottom and kind of see, which, scroll back up and we'll get back to. But we're getting picked up by major networks. And so a bonus as working with us, again, doesn't cost you a single thing. We'll write up a press release for you so that you can then use that for your digital marketing strategy. You can put it in newspapers and really just let people know, let your customers know that you're an organization that believes in sustainability. And then lastly, as far as support, email, phone, Zoom, text, LinkedIn, however you guys want to communicate with us, we are agnostic to the platform and we provide customer support to answer any questions at any time of day, right? So if you hit one of us up in the middle of the night, we may not get back to you until the morning, but we are open as far as our availability and making time to get our clients' questions answered. Now, Andy, I'm going to pass it back over to you. Do you want to get into who is this for?
Yeah. So really, this is for any commercial property who wants to make that particular property more affordable. So at the end of the day, the number one, I'd say probably the number one thing that every business owner is dealing with right now that is a huge threat to their business and really something that probably keeps them up at night is just the rising cost of everything. Electricity being a huge, huge focus on that. We've seen markets go up 400% for electricity costs over the past 18 to 24 months, which is just honestly something we thought we'd never see. Obviously, that stuff can happen at any given time, but this is really the only way to spend $0 to try to hedge that inflation as much as humanly possible and bring those costs back into a management or manageable solution, right? Hedging against that electricity cost is huge because no matter what, they seem to be going up every single year. Being able to basically apply a coupon to that particular electric bill to just guarantee yourself some type of savings is huge. And community solar is the only thing in the energy space that will guarantee you savings on that particular bill, which is a huge bonus. Now, there's a lot of people that do, you know, they'll hedge their electric rates, they'll go to an energy supplier, lock in that particular rate for, like Dakota said, not 10 years, but usually 1 to 3, maybe 5 years. But that energy supplier is never going to tell you that they're going to guarantee saving money. It's like the stock market. You have safety, you know where it's going to go, and you can, you know, freeze it here with the hopes that it doesn't go above that, but it also could go back down. Community solar is just a flat coupon that gets applied to that electric bill that gives you a guaranteed percentage no matter what the energy cost is. So it's guaranteed to bring that down. And the bigger aspect here is community solar is only available because we're trying to clean the energy grid. That's the reality. I'm sure everybody has seen, you know, regardless of what your views are, there's a huge focus on climate change right now and trying to do everything we can as a human race to do our share of not making such a big impact on the earth, right? And, you know, like I said, whether your views go whatever way on that, we could always do that. And by introducing community solar to the marketplace, it allows people that can't go solar on their particular property to access a solar farm and participate in, you know, offsetting their electric usage on a solar farm to then pump that energy back into the solar or into the electric grid to, you know, inject as much green energy into the communities as possible. And, you know, that's the big play here is being able to be a part of that movement, to know that you're doing something for your local community to take the reliance off of fossil fuels and inject more green energy into the grid. And over time, we're going to see that grow and grow and grow. And, you know, from there, it's kind of a ripple effect. There are tons of high-paying jobs you're going to be created to help people in your specific community because somebody has to maintain these solar farms, engineers, electricians. Somebody has to build them. You have all different types of construction jobs that are created by building these assets. And then you have operation and maintenance of those assets long-term. So it's doing so many things in the community that are going to be for the good. And it should really make people feel good about getting involved on top of the discount that is going to impact their bottom line. So as a whole, I think it's just a fantastic opportunity for every state that's involved.
Really well said. Yeah. And again, just to summarize, it is for people who recognize that, hey, we're in business. Business is an infinite game. It goes forever. You don't win at business. And if you do, that's just a metric that you've made up because business keeps going. And so if you want to remain profitable and sustainable, this is for you. If you want to create a gap between you and rising electric costs, which for large consumers of electric is their largest overhead expense, this is for you. And again, it's for people and organizations who care, who want to make a positive impact and make their local communities a better place. So let's get into who is in it. And so again, we're going to show you a couple brands. Some you may recognize, some you may not. Some are national retailers. Some are local to the community, community servant leaders, nonprofits. And again, we've already gone over the process above. We essentially take our process and we pair it with whoever we're working with. So again, the same way we were able to save $59,000 in year one for Mattress Firm was the same process we used to save an average of $53,000 year one with the Voyage. And so, you know, for example, the Voyage is a nonprofit. It's a senior living community. We are just finishing up with them and finalizing it. So they are our latest client. We're super excited to release the case study, but you guys are seeing it first here. We were able to get them access to over $50,000 in savings year one. They were originally working with somebody else for Community Solar when I had called them, and they were about to save $15,000 a year in their year one savings. And we were able to run our process and literally, I don't know, almost 3 to 4 exit for them. And so, again, we work with national retailers. We work with nonprofits. We also work with public housing. And so on one of our last podcasts, we mentioned how we got LCHA, Lawrence County Housing Authority, which is the FastPass case study to the right. We got them access to $40,000 in savings year one. And we've also done a deal with The Towers, which is a HUD property in upstate New York. And we got them access to $50,000 in savings year one. Now, for free, right? So people are paying $0, and in less than 30 days, they're getting access to guaranteed savings. And we're maximizing that opportunity for them. And it requires less than 2 hours of their time, right? Sound fair? And so if you keep scrolling, go ahead, Andy. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Just to add on to that, you know, what Dakota had mentioned and alluded to with a lot of these companies were looking at different community solar deals. And in most of these cases, we were able to bring back something that was just way more impactful. As you saw in the case study that Nathaniel had shown before, The Towers had looked at a 10% agreement on their savings in the past. We brought them back 20. The Voyage had looked at was it a 10% discount to start, Dakota?
It was a
5% discount. We were able to bring them back a 50% discount through the Illinois Solar for All program, which is niched down for their particular types of organizations. So all these people and these organizations were just so blown away by what our process was able to do for them by leveraging the right people and the right relationships to take care of this for you. Not all community solar companies and community solar consultants are the same. Some have better access to the right organizations and the right programs that could make a huge impact, way bigger of an impact than something that you just see on the internet. And that's why it's so important to really work with the experts in the space, which we like to think of ourselves as the experts in the space because we've been doing this for so long and we have the right relationships to tackle anything in the space. And that is just living proof on why you should work with Community Solar Authority and trust your business or your property in our hands, because we're going to do everything in our power to bring you back the biggest impact possible. That's what wakes us up in the morning, guys. I love knowing that I'm able to take that type of opportunity and magnify it for somebody, especially for like a senior living community. I mean, everybody has grandparents, right? Some of these grandparents are staying in those homes. And if we could provide that particular property more resources to reinvest into that property to make somebody's life better, that is huge to us. And same thing with the other properties that we've taken care of. You know, they're going to use those funds to impact the lives of the people that need it the most, whether it's the low-income community who are already struggling as it is and could use some help to make their life quality better. Or, you know, like the senior living community that I mentioned before, we are servants at heart. I think that we all love to help people on this call. We feel good about it. It's something that we feel good about in life, knowing that we're making an impact in a more meaningful way than just dollars. I mean, dollars are what runs the world in a lot of scenarios, so it's nice to do both. But it's really the service that probably hits all of us on this call harder than any money ever would. And it's just really cool that we can make that kind of an impact and blow away expectations with people who are already well-versed in space. And they're like, holy cow, how did you guys do this? And that's just what we do.
No, I love it. And I think it also speaks to the whole point that sustainability goes beyond environmental, right? And again, I think this is a theme we've mentioned before, where there are many pillars to sustainability, environmental being one of them and important. But beyond that, you know, we're here to take care of our community, and that includes business sustainability, social sustainability, and human sustainability, on top of commercial solar being obviously environmental. And so we took our process, we built an organization, Community Solar Authority, on the back of the idea that we can make a positive impact on all of these pillars. Getting back into it, you can see here, we serve large C&I properties. So again, these are local businesses. These are hospitality groups in, you know, my hometown of Oswego with Broadwell Hospitality Group, for example. Eurofins is a national brand scientific company. Jacobs is a Native American reservation, it's a tobacco company on a Native American reservation in upstate New York. United Wire, local manufacturing. And as you can see with the many more success stories below, you'll see examples, municipalities, banks, manufacturing, property management groups, national brands. And so again, the intention of building this page is to show you guys just flat out the social proof. We are working with every type of commercial property imaginable. We are niched down into those consumers of electricity who are using a lot of it, because those are the people that we have found have the most pain. Again, if electricity is your main overhead cost and it goes up by 5%, 10%, in some cases 20 to 30% rate increases, that is what can put you out of business. And so again, we apply our fast pass process to the highest leverage place, which are working with the people who pay the most amount in electricity, because those are the organizations that are using the most. So I hope that this page was all encompassing and really allowed you guys to see that, hey, there are many organizations like yours on this page. Again, whether you are a municipality in real estate or otherwise, our process can help you in less than 30 days access lower future electricity costs guaranteed. And so again, you may have seen us on ABC, you may have seen us on NBC. You're going to see us on a lot more than that moving forward. And this page also features FAQs, which we won't get into today. But if you want a copy of this page, you can go to communitysolarauthority.com, shoot us an email. That is going to be info@communitysolarauthority.com. We can get you a copy of this page so that you can open up the FAQs. Or if you want to have a chat, you can send that same email over to info@communitysolarauthority.com. We will set up a Zoom call and we will meet with your organization to get this process started. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this part of the podcast. And so now we're going to transition into the fun part. We've got some carve-outs that we wanted to talk about as far as what's going on in our personal lives. We believe in building our brand and really letting you guys know more about who we are. Andrew, I want to kick it off with you. You're just getting back from vacation. Tell us about where you went and some of the crazy stuff that happened to you.
Well, it was a fun one. I brought my whole family down to Blue Ridge, Georgia, which is in the Blue Ridge Mountains, northwestern part of Georgia. It's kind of connected to the Smokies. Technically a different mountain range, but all encompassing, it's Appalachia. And a lot of people have never heard of Blue Ridge. Even the locals are starting to get a little upset that more people are starting to catch wind of it, because it is probably one of the most beautiful places I have ever been. And this is my second consecutive summer heading down there. My father-in-law and I are huge fly fishermen. We love it. I love to be in the water. I love to wade in the streams and in the rivers and just kind of be out there at 6 o'clock in the morning and watch the world wake up and kind of see the fog of the river and the mountains in the backdrop. I mean, it is as serene as it possibly could get. So I spent about 2 weeks down there. No cell service. So I was really off the grid. And luckily, I have two awesome business partners who picked up the slack for me and kind of made sure that everything stayed running on my end. But it's gorgeous. And if you ever have the chance to get down to Blue Ridge, I highly recommend it. It's not just about fishing. Some of the best national forests in the country. Very desolate wilderness, dirt roads, creeks, streams, animal life. I mean, you name it and it's there. One of my last days there, this is probably the highlight of the trip, which is really funny. My family wanted to go see some waterfalls. Not a big waterfalls. Got a lot of. So we went to two waterfalls in one day after we spent the day at the beach. And the first one was about 4 or 5 miles down a dirt road. I had to cross two creeks in a small SUV, which was interesting. Not on Google did they tell you that you had to literally drive through two creeks. But thankfully, I have all-wheel drive. I mean, I'm no regular, but we made it through. So the first one was deep in the forest. I mean, you had to really get there. And saw the waterfall. I have an almost 3-year-old son, Luca. He's awesome. And before we went, I told him we were going to go bear hunting. Because the whole time, I mean, our house was on a mountain in the middle of nowhere, overlooking everything. And he just wanted to walk around the property and say, hey, I'm searching for bears, because he's super into animals. And he was really, kind of sad that he hadn't seen a bear. So the first waterfall, didn't see anything other than beautiful scenery. Then we left. And before we got to that first waterfall, I had given my my wife my a can of bear spray. Because earlier in the trip, my father-in-law had went deep into the forest to a creek and, you know, decided to fish this little creek called Cooper's Creek. And I saw bear tracks everywhere. I saw a mountain lion paw about this big, all super fresh, probably within the last hour. I'm an avid outdoorsman. I was checking everything out. I'm like, hey, this is probably kind of stupid. We are not smart. We're fishing in bear territory and lion territory, and we have no means of defense. So we didn't stay there very long. But on this particular waterfall trip, I made sure I brought bear meat. Slung on her little one strap book bag that she had. It's accessible. It's safe. So, you know, if I had my son in the wilderness, I'm going to make sure that those precautions are made. So we go to the next spot, which is still in the Chattahoochee National Forest, mind you. It's a very large forest, but it doesn't feel like you're in the Chattahoochee National Forest. It's a little lake off a main road. And, you know, there's still forest everywhere, but we get to the waterfall and we get to this little viewing area with like a man-made wooden platform that you can stand on to view it. And my son's freaking out looking at the waterfall and having a blast. And I'm scanning the wilderness like I usually do. Like I said, I'm an avid outdoorsman and I see tree moving a little more than it should. And I was like, oh, something big. Then I see the blackness behind it. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a big black bear. Probably 300 to 400 pounds. It was big. And it's walking up the stream side, like the cliff side on the opposite side of the creek. It's about 50 yards away, not very far. And I'm like, Luca, look, a bear. Finally found him a bear. So he starts yelling. You know, a three-year-old sees a bear in the woods, has no idea what that means. So as this is happening, the bear stops, turns around, and starts walking back towards us at a slightly faster pace than it was going up the mountain. And I turn to my wife, and I'm like, hey, you got the bear spray, right? And she looks at me. She's 4 months pregnant. So she's like, no, it's in the car. It was kind of heavy. And I was like, what do you mean it's in the car? This is not the time. She's like, well, it was a lake. I didn't think it was. We're in the forest. Woman, what are we doing here? And needless to say, I scooped up my son and ran up the mountainside, back up the trailhead, just to kind of go the opposite way, because we're in the middle of nowhere. Now, there's probably people a couple hundred yards away. Nobody's hearing us in that forest. And I'm not sticking around to find out if Smokey wants to play. Just not doing that. And as I got probably 50 yards back on the trailhead, I heard like a snarl growl coming from the bear. He was pretty pissed off that we were in that area. And this time of year, you really got to be careful. Usually black bears are, they're a lot more afraid of you than you are of them in most scenarios. It's not like a brown bear, which you have to worry about it being like a territorial dispute. But if a black bear has cubs, you're screwed. And they will come after you. So I didn't stick around long enough to find out. I didn't. No. And after we got out of the forest, we got away safely, thank God. My son's, you know, cracking up because we were, you know, sprinting up this mountainside. Poor wife's 4 months pregnant, running. And he's like, that was a big bear. Yes.
Yes, it was.
Crazy.
Yes, it was. It was wild. Wild time. Oh, during that, now the bear's
still story, so you gotta be careful.
Your story's making me sweat, Andy.
It was awesome.
It was cool. Yeah, we're glad to see some of the bear in the forest, but that was probably the biggest black bear by like two times that I've ever seen in the forest. I've seen a bunch of them in Pennsylvania, but they're usually small, 150 to 250 pounds. This is a big boy. He was moving probably a, I don't know, 15, 18 foot, like, tree, side to side, something that was probably a couple inches thick, and he was moving it like it was not a tree. So, yeah, it was a real deal. And after we left, he's actually got a picture of, she was trying to take a picture of the bear in a Zoom, and we got out of the forest and looked at it, and you could see a clear outline of this bear's face just staring at us from behind this little bush that it was behind. Wow. I was right.
That was big.
Well, we're glad that you lived to tell the tale and that you're back. We missed you over the last couple of weeks, but I'm glad that you made the time to do that with your family, keeping the tradition alive. I know you did that last year as well. And yeah, that's just super cool that you get to do that.
Funny story too. I was just talking to one of our partners over in New York, right? And you know who it is, but I won't mention him on the podcast. But his cousin lives in McKaysville, Georgia, which is where that pizzeria is that I told you about. And I was literally debating on going to this restaurant that he owns. It's like a bar and grill right on the river. They sell like super fresh trout, which trout is like world-class fishing down there. You'll have some of the best trout you've ever had in your life if you enjoy it. Zero fishiness, the whole game. But yeah, it's his cousin's restaurant. And I was literally debating on going there to get fish to take home. And I was telling the story about the bear. And he goes, "You were in Blue Ridge? My cousin lives down there." Oh, man, that's a small world. I go, "Next time I'm going in there, I'm going to drop your name and say, 'Hey, where's he at?'" And they're going to be like, "Who is this guy? How do you know him?" But it's really funny.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Super cool. Matt, what's going on in your world? Anything you're up to these days?
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of good stuff going on at the homestead, but everything's just kind of in process right now. But I wanted to share with y'all one of my favorite podcasts, which is the Acquired Podcast. And it's where these two guys just go in depth on one company. So they'll do a tremendous amount of research, and they'll probably put together a podcast like anywhere between 2 and 4 hours on just one company. So they go through the NFL, which was a fascinating podcast, Nintendo, Sega, Amazon Web Services, LVMH.
I love
Oh, it's gold, and I just eat it up, man. But this is actually where I got the carve-outs idea from for our podcast, because these guys, they go through a big, long episode, and then they start talking about the video games that they've been playing, or just these some new tool that they purchased on Amazon or something. And it's always interesting stuff. So I said, what the heck? Let's bring this to our podcast and put it out there. And that's what I'm sharing with y'all. Acquired Podcast is one of my favorites that I listen to consistently.
Matt, we've also got some exciting news about a tournament you are participating in.
Yes. Great reminder. Thank you. We have a minor league pickleball team. It's myself, my wife, and two friends. And we will be, Community Solar Authority will be sponsoring our team. It will be playing in our first tournament in, I think, late August in New Braunfels, Texas. So
are those 4v4 tournaments then, or is it 2v2 with subs?
So great question. Minor league pickleball is a little different, or major league pickleball, whatever you want to call it. It's a different format in that it's teams, so it's doubles. However, you play, I think, 4 matches, and then let's say they're tied at the end of those 4 matches. So it's 2 and 2. You will then go to a dream breaker match, which is what a singles match will be. So we'll each have to play a singles match versus the other individuals on the team. And I have not played that much singles. I played a lot of doubles in my life. Yeah, I know that is one thing we got to practice a lot before our tournament. So
what's the team name?
Our team name, great question, is Homegrown Pickles. My wife Carly and I grow our own cucumbers, and we have been pickling like crazy this summer.
Love it.
So we said a little play on words, Homegrown Pickles. So I'll be sharing y'all the logo with y'all and the t-shirts once we get them made. We'll actually have jerseys. So
yeah, I'm super excited for that, and definitely had to mention it. Best of luck to Nat and his team, and yeah, I'm super excited to have CSA bring home the gold on that one. So
nice.
Love it. I'm not doing much. I was talking to Nat before the podcast. I'm going through 75 Hard right now, which is a mental toughness program. This is going to be the second time that I've done it. So I did it one time with my girlfriend a couple years ago, and I am revisiting it this year. I'm set to finish 2 days before my 30th birthday. First time I did it, I got absolutely shredded. I think that I'm going to have great results and similarly this time around. So I'm really excited for that. And that aside, I actually need to start preparing for, I've started doing a think tank within our mastermind in upstate New York. So shout out to Profound Mastermind. Been with those guys since the inception of it. And it's really just, we got 100 of the, you know, best and brightest entrepreneurs in Central New York region, upstate New York. Really, we've got guys from everywhere in upstate, and we get everybody together. And one of the things that we do is we started a think tank session. And so we really dive deep into, you know, last month we talked about offers and sustainable business growth. This week, or this month rather, we're talking about content creation, which is, you know, what we're doing right now. And so really excited to get into that stuff. We are diving deep and really making sure people are walking away with actionable steps. You know, I think a lot of times people will try to get together and kind of create results, but not necessarily have the blueprint or map to get there. And so the same way that we built CSA in our process, where it's like, hey, what's the 4-step process we can run for everybody? You know, we follow a blueprint for these think tank sessions where people can walk away and actually make progress in their life and business. So really excited to get into that. And that's what I got going on in my world. So wanted to definitely make time to shout out those guys. And other than that, guys, just wanted to give a big shout out to you, our listeners. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a positive rating or review. You can connect with all of us on LinkedIn by searching Community Solar Authority. Hit us up with questions, and we will see you next time. Thank you for jumping on. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.